I'm going to want one damn good reason coming up here momentarily. Let me tell you this. Mary Kay had the report earlier this week about how Deshaun Watson's mentoring Shedeur Sanders. I know that they talked to a little bit about it in the afternoon show. I know we talked about it a couple days ago. I just got to say this again, because now the conversation changes. They say these things. They have to. They have to be nice about Deshaun. Deshaun has to do everything he's asked to do. Like she said, they were pretty upset that he wasn't there after the injury last year. That's something Mary Kay just said, talking about Deshaun Watson. He knows that his contract hinges on it. He knows that it's probably a very unlikely thing that when this contract is done, it's a very unlikely thing he's probably ever playing in the NFL again. For whatever reason you want to think of, there's a million of them. It's very unlikely he's ever playing in the league again. So he wants every single penny that's left on this contract. And he should. They signed him to the deal. They made the bed. They lay in it. The Browns, they got to say nice things about him because they can't be found to have blackballed one of the clients of one of the most powerful men in sports. That is David Mulligeta.
It's a really weird situation for the Browns to be in that he's there. Remember,
yeah.
he wasn't doing anything in Cleveland after the original injury. He like went to Miami.
Yeah.
And then he caught a lot of criticism for it.
And he's supposed to be one of the leaders of the team, rightfully so.
And now notice, don't you think it's ironic? Now he's back every day and he's showing himself in Cleveland. And it's weird because they have four quarterbacks ahead of him.
It's not.
So now he is. He wasn't here when he was the guy.
I know.
Now there's four guys ahead of him and he's here every day. But everybody has to feign nice things to say about him.
Guys, it's the same reason my dad went to work the final few years of his career. He has to go. He got to go. You got to make the appearance. That's what he has to do. By the way, you can win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler. You're My Best Friend tour on October 13th at Rocket Arena. Enter the word Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, by the end of this hour at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win. It's all from Live Nation and Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. That word again is Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, that Veronica event.
And they've already taken down all of the signage about Watson.
It's all gone now.
So it's got to be so bizarre, and yet he's there. He's interacting with teammates, and they're saying all these great things about him as a mentor. The internet is just having a field day.
And I heard
with thinking about Deshaun Watson with all his bad decision making as a mentor.
Well, that's my thing. Is I kept hearing other shows talk about it, and I went, "Damn it!" Because on Tuesday it was discussed, and I knew I had yesterday off, and I go, "Man, I missed." In the words of Andy Roth, I missed an opportunity. Because it hit me. I'm hearing all these things, and I'm not taking shots at any other show. Usually I am. But they're going, do you not want Deshaun Watson? Is he the last person you want mentoring Shedeur Sanders? And people are bringing up obvious things that we've discussed millions of times over. Guys, you and I know it. It ain't like that. I'm sure there's guys in the locker room who do like Deshaun Watson. My whole thing about mentoring is, do you want a guy who allegedly still can't read a defense this many years into his career mentoring Shedeur Sanders? Is there any real mentorship breaking down? He's watching film with him. Probably because he's trying to learn too. He's breaking down. No, he's not. Bill O'Brien, that story that came out last year, Charles Robinson, that Bill O'Brien's calling plays and telling him what to do. So if he doesn't get it, he ain't going to get it. So there's no mentoring going on other than Deshaun Watson's been in the league for a long time. Shedeur Sanders is a rookie. And they don't think about these sort of things the way the fans do. So the mentoring going on, I'm sure he's real nice with his teammates. But, we got to see it in cover two. Can you see it in cover two? Can you see these defenses? I think Shedeur can. And if he hasn't, I'm convinced he at some point will. We know Dylan Gabriel can. We certainly know that Joe, and to a degree, I think Kenny can. I think they can. But damn, like, how many years into his career is he? 9, 10? I mean, if he ain't got it by now, he ain't going to get it. So that's where I'm at on that. I go, damn it, I missed an opportunity here because it was right there in front of me. Ain't no mentoring going on that. Hell, if he's doing anything, he's learning with him. All right, give me one good reason why you don't want LeBron. And I underline the word good. Give me a good reason.
Can they just say age?
They gotta give more than just age. I'm serious. 216-474-0092.
Can they say he might retire after next year? By the way, I don't think he will.
Make me change.
Could they say that?
Absolutely. Make me change my mind on LeBron. Guys, you know I was with you. I was with you going, it's nice to see this team, because it was so nice to not be, I don't want to say out from underneath LeBron's cloud, but you do feel powerless when your franchise, and there were good basketball teams before, there were good Cavaliers teams before LeBron, but you understand where we're at. In this generation of basketball, it's an uncomfortable feeling to be completely at the whims of one guy, because that's how much power he has over an organization that he takes over. Because, yeah, he takes it over. And it felt powerless and very uncomfortable. And you won a championship, and it felt like, hey, we got a championship now. We got what we wanted out of it. I wish him well. Let's wish ourselves well. And it's, man, we were doing it. We got Donovan, we got Evan, we got Darius, we got Jared Allen, we got these other pieces that are fitting in here. It's clicking, it's working, and then they go and they get embarrassed by the Knicks. Okay, year two, they it's clicking, it's working. Okay, they get past the first round, they get to the Celtics, but the Celtics ended up going to the NBA Finals and winning the championship. Okay, all right, that's 2 years. I mean, you gotta go and approach the wall a couple of times before you run through it. And then we got to this year, 64 wins, cat's ass. Is this team destined for a Finals? Should we or should we not make parade plans? To the point, I will tell you boys this, that my boss is here at the Fan, and my boss is over at Fox 8. We're all going, well, you know, in June, we might have parade things that we have to do. We have to get ready for these things. We have to get ready for these possible events, and we need to know, are you going to be with your da-da-da-da-da-da-da? Like, there were plans being made, and then they lose to the Indiana Pacers. And I got two more years before a player option for Donovan. And he could do the Jose thing. He'd get more money than Jose, but you get what I'm saying. He could decide to stay, and he very well could anyway. It could be his best bet. But two more years of playoff exits. Do you have faith that it's going to get better than this? I don't think you can say it. And if you can't say it, then where else are you supposed to go with it? That means I got two more years left. I got two more years of Donovan, who's obsessed with winning a championship. I got two more years with Evan Mobley where I can make him grow into the player that I need to make him grow. And who better to make him grow into that player than another man who's also obsessed with legacy? Because if he comes back, I can't imagine, under any circumstances, say what you want to about LeBron, he is a proud, proud man. I don't think he's going to come here and just walk around on the floor. I don't think that he's going to come here and half-ass anything. And because of what's happened over the last couple of years, Lime, I know I'm going on and on, but let me make this one impassioned plea and then off you go. This is why I've come across the aisle, is the last 2 years have been so devastating, so embarrassing, and I don't believe you have any other action that you can really take that gives you any much of this chance. If you get him, you are penciled into the Finals. I don't know what you'd be able to do against the West, but you are easily, the best team in the East. Right now, I mean, there were people before they hired Mike Brown some way, somehow, put the Knicks in some odds books ahead of sports, some sports books ahead of you. The Magic in some sports books are with you. The Pistons are looked at as an up-and-coming team. Nobody fears the Cavaliers. No matter what, some of these guys were in diapers when LeBron James was playing. Some of these guys weren't even born when LeBron James first started playing. He casts a figure over the team, over the league, and he is a guy that commands instant respect the minute he walks on the floor. And even the person who's listening to this right now, who's the biggest LeBron hater in the world, has to admit that. So I want a good reason why you don't want LeBron here. Because I've had to come across the aisle. I got two more years left. He looks like he might have a year or two left. Makes sense.
Obviously, you know, Kenny, where I stand on it, simply because I think people have gotten a little carried away talking about the future of the Cavs, the future of the Cavs, the future of the Cavs. You've already had Donovan Mitchell for how long? 3 years. He hasn't been able to get out of the second round. Not his fault, by the way, but he needs more help. And we know these salaries skyrocket, like already because of the Defensive Player of the Year clause got triggered in the contract for Evan Mobley. He's up to, you know, 2026. He's up to $50 million after next year. Donovan Mitchell's eligible. Do you know what he's eligible for an extension? 5 years, $380 million. We're talking $76 million a year. Darius Garland's up for an extension now. Right now, he can start to talk to the Cavs and try to pressure them into giving him a contract. You're not keeping all three guys anyway. So this thought that we have five more years of a window with these young Cavs, no, you don't. No, you don't at all. Plus, Donovan Mitchell, who's already been on fumes the last few years in the second round, mind you, you have to go four rounds to win a championship. Second round, he has been limping to the finish line. So this five-year window is not 5 years. You have a two-year window. You have a two-year window. Well, do you have a better chance winning a championship with the Cavs with Darius Garland on a two-year window with Evan and Donovan, or do you have a better chance with LeBron James?
You have a better chance with LeBron James.
Who was a top 10 player in the league last year. He was all NBA second team, and still the numbers are the numbers. If you don't believe in the numbers, just watch him on the floor. He's still a towering guy who, as we know, can reach a different level in the playoffs. You don't know that about Darius Garland. You don't know that about the current iteration of the Cavs. So, yeah, it is risky, 100%. Is it also risky just assuming that this team running it back again? We assumed that the year before. Where did it get them?
I think it's
they
even
lost
riskier.
To a team they were way they were favored riskier. Over.
Because by this time next year, everything will be set in stone. He'll either still be with the Lakers, which he probably will be, and he'll be getting ready to retire. And then at that point, you're just not going to have that chance. So it's even riskier. I mean, you could go after LeBron and get LeBron and still get beat in the NBA Finals. Like Oklahoma City, they're going to be a good team for a while. And you could still get beat by Oklahoma City in the finals. But I can almost guarantee you you're going to the finals with LeBron James. I can make no guarantees that you could even make it to the Eastern Conference Finals with the team they currently have now. Call it what it is. Call it what it is. This is, again, a marriage of business and convenience. It bothers me that we've reached this level. I was hoping that we would see a team that we could at least, okay, it's been done. There's no LeBron. As great as LeBron is, as thankful I am for the championship, we were all moving on. But here we are, and we just can't move on because they can't move on in the NBA playoffs. As great, as tough as Donovan is, and he's a great player. Well, he'd be a hell of a lot greater if he had LeBron with him. As much potential as Evan has, he'd have a hell of a lot more potential and have a better chance of reaching that potential if he were with LeBron. So give me a real good reason. If you're all in, you ain't trading away current good players. That coming up in a bit. Also, 9:43. I didn't wake up to your hate or frustration, and that's a really bad thing. 216-474-0092. LeBron rumors are back. He was wearing a welcome home hat playing Portage Lakes Country Club.
Now, he does come home every summer because I know he gets spotted at a very, very nice restaurant in Tremont.
There's a home here.
Every summer. He does come back. I did think it was interesting, the hat selection. I mean, that was clearly to get this kind of conversation.
Yes.
You know what he's doing, too? He's taking that picture, what he put it on Instagram or whatever, and just like us, especially when back in the days, we might have been drinking a little bit.
Ooh.
You start tweeting and you show your phones. Look at it. It's gaining steam. It's gaining legs. And your buddy's like, take that one down. Okay, it's gone. Did I delete it? No, it's not deleted. Got to take it down. Well, you know for a fact, they got to about the fifth hole. Yeah. And he's showing people.
Yep.
Oh, Bleacher Report. Yep. Oh, ESPN.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Cleveland.com. Oh, they're talking about it on the morning show on 92.3 The Fan. Oh.
He's 40 years old. He knows he's at the end of his career. He knows that there's been people telling him he's old. He's probably heard that maybe, I don't think Rob Pelinka said it, but who knows what some guys around the league are saying. Guys in front offices and things like that. And so does it make him feel better that we're talking about it today? Yeah. Yes. He's one of the biggest celebrities in sports, which means he's one of the biggest celebrities in the world. And when you're telling, well, you know what? All these teams still want me. I'm 40 years old and all these teams are lining up. And of course, I'm not going to go to many of these teams because he said it himself. Remember, did he or did he not talk about Kevin Durant himself and how, you know what? Maybe it takes a little bit of a hit at a legacy when you've been with so many teams. So that's why it's like, nah, it's not Dallas. It's not Detroit. It's not the Clippers. If he does that, you know, we have to talk legacy. Because he's been the guy who's owned, it seems, every team he's played on. This, there would only be one place that makes any real sense. Let's be serious about this. It's here. So we're here. Our history is with him. We have to discuss it. And my issue or my question is, give me a good reason why you don't want him. Give me a real good, solid reason. Convince me. Much better. convince me that this team, as currently made up, tell me why you know that they're going to get to the NBA Finals. I can't guarantee a championship you bring back LeBron. I will guarantee an appearance in the NBA Finals. The West is tough.
If they're healthy, I don't see any other team in the East that would beat that team, especially with Evan continuing to get better. Donovan Mitchell, LeBron, and people don't understand the effect that like LeBron James can have on Evan Mobley. Somebody earlier called and said LeBron's going to get in the way of Evan Mobley. I'm like, wait a second. If we want to talk about getting in the way of Evan Mobley, I mean, wasn't that Darius last year in the playoffs taking more shots on an injured toe than Evan Mobley? Who's really blocking Evan Mobley and his development? Probably the fact that you have two guards that like to get a bunch of shots up. You know, if you watch, yeah, LeBron is still getting some shots up, more out of necessity with the Lakers last year than anything else. But he was not holding the ball like old LeBron and dictating the entire offense. You know, that's not really the case.
I'll hear anybody out. 216-474-0092. If you don't want LeBron, give me the good reason why you wouldn't. Why we do not need LeBron. Give me the reason. Because it's been 3 years now that they've embarrassed themselves in the postseason and in turn embarrassed you, because it's not like they're being outclassed. They're being outfought. And for a fan base, that's a terrible embarrassment. They had a great regular season. All this ho-hum stuff, that's great. But you guys know damn well, when a team gets outfought, you get embarrassed. It's the same reason why people are not even upset about it. And this is, I'm going to give away what I was about to sell. It's 9:43. I didn't wake up to a single cuss out tweet about the Guardians today. Didn't wake. You know why? Because you don't care about them right now. You know why? Because they told you back when Jose got hit and nobody did anything about it last week. And they've lost every single game since. When a team doesn't fight, when a team backs down, it's the worst thing for a fan. Because there's guys I'm talking to right now, they are crazy enough that, you know, you and I say, like, none of you guys would actually fought Steph Curry. Steph Curry's still 6'4". He still can leg press a Buick. He is a much bigger person than you think he is. He's just playing in a land of giants. No, there's guys I'm talking to who absolutely would get in a bar fight. They'd have to probably have about a fifth of a fireball first, but they would absolutely fight Steph Curry. If it meant to defend their city, they would absolutely fight so-and-so if it felt like they meant to defend their city. So it's an embarrassing thing when players won't push people around to get something that you want so badly. Because you know if you had anything you could do about it, you can't play basketball as well as them. You can't play baseball as well as them. You've been in a fight. You've had your ass knocked out for far less. So that's an embarrassing thing. So if I'm not going to be able to convince myself and trust those guys that they can do it, well, I might as well go somewhere else.
Well, not to mention,
I mean, as well get somebody else for
it. We had everybody from Kenny Atkinson to Kobe Altman to Donovan Mitchell to Max Strus all questioning the team's, forget the physical, they're questioning the team's mental fortitude.
Yes.
Right? Look, we haven't done that with LeBron since the J.J. Barea, the Mavaliers. Like, we haven't done that since then.
Yes.
That guy has been through every war. He's not going to be phased by, like, the Indiana Pacers from last year.
This
is not happening.
The guys on this team are being challenged by their own people. You are challenging them. But you know it. Go look yourself in the mirror and tell me that you believe that these guys can answer the bell how they are. Because I hope that they can. I am encouraging everybody. Talk as much trash as you can about this current group, because it seemed that Donovan Mitchell gave you the green light to do it, gave us the green light to do it in the media. So if Donovan Mitchell wants you to do it, he's sending a message to his team. He's calling them soft. You know what changes that? LeBron. LeBron would change that. Not that LeBron's some giant, colossal hard ass, but he's the best player of the generation, and he still has at least one more good year left in him. And if I only have a 2-year window out of this, which is what I firmly believe I do, and I've said it so many times, and you've never fought me on that, so I have to believe it's the truth that a lot of basketball people would see. What's the harm in that? I go for the gusto, and things don't work. I bust it out. All right, well, I got a separate apron I can work with now, so maybe it's not as long as a build as what I think it's going to be. 216-474-0092. Mike and Stowe, you're first up on the Fan. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Welcome back, Anthony.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. It's Thursday. He was off all last week.
He didn't want to listen the first few days.
Fine.
I've been listening, but I haven't been on the last few days. I always listen.
Thank you.
So I'm going to play the other side just because I know you need somebody too. I'm reluctant to. I would love another day off like we had back in 2016. Don't get me wrong. That was awesome. But it really seems like we would have to mortgage so much of our future to get a chance. And then I don't – look, I get it. The East, we'd be the cream. We're probably already there now, especially with Indiana losing two big pieces and Boston looking to, you know, get back under the tax, be cheap. But we can still got to beat the West. And I don't know that, you know, LeBron losing what we're going to have to lose to get him.
What do we have right – what are we losing right now? We're losing a second-round playoff exit.
Well, I know that. Trust me, I'm not happy about what – I really feel like this year's exit was partially on the players, partially on the coach. Nobody's talked about Atkinson's blaming why we had left early. I honestly don't. This more should have been done.
But the problem – let me tell you one thing, though, Mike. Let me jump in for just a moment. I found myself being bothered with the same things I was bothered with J.B. Bickerstaff, except for the constant complaining to the refs. He did not do that. Kenny does not do that. But there was a lot of the same stuff that we sat there and go, this is why JB's losing this team. That Kenny had to do the same stuff that he did. And so if I got two different coaches doing the same thing and making the quote-unquote same mistakes, either they're both terrible, which who knows, either they're both terrible or it's still the guys that we have on the floor. So I think it's more the guys we have on the floor.
I totally agree with you, Ken. Okay. I mean, those are two terrible coaches. Bickerstaff probably isn't enough to get over the – he's probably not a championship coach, but he's a really good coach. You know, he's a player's coach. And they're not terrible. Either one of those guys aren't terrible. But I do think it is partially on the players. But I just – look, we'd have to give up, like, Garland. We already talked about Garland, Jarrett, and Strus at least. And then, you know, I don't care about Strus. I mean, I like the guy who's greedy. But, you know, if we're getting LeBron, I'm, you know, well, so be it. But I just – it would be really – I mean, it would be fun. But I just – guys, we would be gutted. We would be gutted. And if we had any – type of a bar injury. Mm-hmm. I just don't see how we, you know, and I, like I said, back to that beating the West. Is that enough to beat the West? I don't think
How
do we make more, you know, that's what it's about. I'll let you guys talk.
What I think we're talking ourselves into here, Mike, and you're kind of, you're not dancing around it, but I want to take you to a different place, and thank you very much for the call. I want to take you to the place I thought you were going with it. You know, we say they built this. They've built this. They've been so, remember, they traded away 3 first-round picks for Donovan Mitchell. If they built this, this is still Colin Sexton and Isaac Okoro on this team. They went and they took a shortcut. You can take another shortcut. If it's possible, I know that money has to matter, and I know Greg Schwartz wrote a great thing, and I know he was on the station the other day, and it's like, hey, man, you got to give up a lot to be able to go out and get LeBron. You got to make some things work. Yeah, but then you're talking about mortgaging the future. Well, what future do I have when I got 2 more years?
Well, and
2 more seasons left.
And the reason I bring up 2 years, like, you know, we don't know what Donovan Mitchell is going to do. He has a team option that following year. So they're going to have to talk extension. Do you know what he's eligible for in 2027?
Who?
76, Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
$76 million.
Wow.
Evan Mobley that year will be making 54. And if you still have Darius Garland on the team,
wow,
he's going to be north of 50 million. That right there puts them over the salary cap. Just those 3 players. So they can't go forward with those 3 as the core. That's why I laugh when people talk about a 5-year window. They don't have a 5-year window. They have a 2-year window with Donovan Mitchell as your best player. Now, you want to tell me that the core going forward and the window will revolve around Evan Mobley. All right. You know how I feel about Evan. I think he is going to be even better and continue to be getting better. Can he be the best player in a championship team? We don't know that right now, but, you know, eventually the team, the keys are going to be handed to him. But what you can have is the current core beyond maybe this year or the following year, Evan, Darius, and Donovan. I don't think people understand that. I think they see them as all young guys that can play for the next 10 years together. Not under the current format of the league.
We've been preaching youth, and this is partly because the Cavaliers have done this themselves. That's been part of their messaging for a while, which it's completely understandable when you go from having LeBron and having Kyrie and having Kevin Love to, well, you just have Kevin Love, but you really got to build this thing. So you have to continue to preach youth. But you're right. These guys are a little bit further on than we think. And I could say, well, we have all this great big future. No, you really don't. You really don't. You have 2 more years with Donovan Mitchell, and I think if you continue to go to this level where you get bounced out in the second round, he's going to go insane. And then he's just going to turn around and go, maybe it is the Cavaliers' fault. Maybe I need to be with somebody else here. Well, you can do that now if it's possible. He's got to want to come here. He's got to be open to coming here. Moves like DeAndre Ayton makes it a little bit easier to bring him here. I'll tell you that right now, because are you serious about doing it? Because, hey, I can accuse Kobe Altman of a lot of things. I can accuse him, though, of also being serious about trying to win a championship. We ain't goofing around over here. He's definitely you can be critical of some of the moves he's made being the wrong moves. But damn, he's gone for the gusto, whether we like it or not. 216-474-0092. They talked about this last night with Anthony Elant and Nick Padone on our night show on Overtime here on The Fan. Hit it.
The Donovan timeline and the Mobley timeline are not the same thing. So it goes back to the thing of why would you blow up this young core that is all, in theory, on Evan Mobley's timeline?
It's not blowing it up.
Have you looked at the trades?
Seen Darius Garland flame out in three straight postseasons. I've seen Jared Allen get exploited in three straight postseasons. So not only am I not blowing it up, I'm adding LeBron to a core of Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell. And then after LeBron's farewell tour is done and I'm raising another championship banner, I have another max contract slot. So I could get Donovan to recommit in Cleveland. I could get Evan Mobley, who's still going to be under contract. And then because I got out from underneath Jared Allen's money, I got out from underneath Darius Garland's money, I'm going to add another guy.
Padone's a nice young man. And I will admit, I think he's got a bright future. I've been annoyed like crazy by him over the last couple of years about this LeBron thing. This is me talking about Nick right now, right? He's also right. He is correct. I'm not blowing up everything. With this current team, I have hope. With the team with LeBron, if you can make the money work, you have expectation. Folks, there is a tremendous difference between hope and expectation. You will expect to go to the finals. I think right now, the best you can do is hope. Right now, well, what are the Orlando Magic doing? Oh my God, what are the Hawks doing? Could the Hawks get in our way? If you have LeBron again, you don't care about any of that. You guys went out there and you did it. You guys made this huge move to bring this guy in, go out and do it. That's called expectation, holding them to a higher standard instead of hoping. It is another shortcut, and it will be short. It's a year or maybe a second. But that's where we're at right now, I think, regardless of whether or not LeBron is here. I'm not trading away TJ Watt. Work something out with him. You've made these trades. You let go of Minka Fitzpatrick back to Miami. You bring in Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, which the weaponry there is not bad.
But again, I would not have traded for Jalen Ramsey either.
Why wouldn't you?
I wouldn't. I mean, his game is dropped. Any of the metrics show that his game has dropped off big time. So, like, you're saying all in.
There.
I think they are boxing themselves into a very mediocre or just above mediocre year.
I would love them to be mediocre and just above mediocre year, but when you go after Aaron Rodgers and he's saying it's his last year, you're all in. So whether you and I believe that they're going to do anything or not, that's inconsequential. They are all in. This is what they believe is going to get them. Like, you are Super Bowl or bust now, quite literally. So if you have T.J. Watt there, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, I think you could still get a first-round pick for T.J. Watt, could you?
I think this is the last year
All right.
where that would be the case. That's
could
why.
Could I get a second-round pick for T.J. Watt next year? Because I'd be willing to bust it out next year if it's like, hey, you know, we were 8-9 this year and Aaron Rodgers is at the end of it. Okay, let's make deals and let's start to build for the future. Let's finally do that if I'm them. But I'm not doing that this year. Sign T.J. Watt to whatever you got to do. Just make it happen. I know contracts are different, and because of his contract, maybe you couldn't get anything for him next year. But you're all in, you're all in. And you are a better defense with him than you are without him. I have to admit that. I don't even like the guy.
I think his play has dropped off.
It has.
And
I think he was injured all last year, though.
Well, invites another problem,
but
though.
That's why I give Miles a... And yes, I know I'm a Browns fan, and I like Miles more than T.J. Watt. That's easy. But part of the reason I give him, because I think Miles can play at a higher level injured than most guys.
That's probably true.
And yep. I think he could do that better than T.J. Watt. And I think that if you put Miles Garrett with the Pittsburgh defense and T.J. Watt with the Cleveland Browns defense, I think that you would have a huge difference. But T.J. Watt's still valuable to that defense. They got to bring him back. I didn't get any hate this morning. Usually it's not about me getting hate. I try to be nice with everybody, even though a lot of people are calling my... dog pound idea stupid. Lima, they're calling my dog pond idea stupid.
That's okay. A lot of things I do get called stupid. Join the club.
I feel bad it's being called stupid. Of course, I did ask if they wanted to call stupid, so I mean, you got that going.
The poll isn't that far off. We're only 54.2% said bad idea.
Well, wait a second. Do people want the whole thing to be... You know, not a reimagining, but hey, this is the dog pound. like this new venue, because they did this in 99 and it went poorly.
Because it was just an end zone.
They put all the signage up. The only difference was that they made it bleacher seating, which was just always funny to me that they're like, dog pound, get in the dog pound. You guys have worse seats and worse comfort.
Yeah,
dog pound.
It's just different seats. It's the same layout. You would just have single seats if it weren't the dog pound. So the stadium was cookie cutter by all intents and purposes of what the stadium was. Like the last dog pound, the old municipal stadium, ain't no messing that up. You knew exactly where you were there. You could have had this section of seats anywhere. And I think that and plus the team was lousy. That's part of the problem that people have with the dog pound. This is obviously going to be different. This is going to be a wall of people going up to what the ceiling is of nothing but fans and giant rows of fans. So you could just call that the dog pound, and it would be actually unique to the stadium the way the first dog pound was to Municipal Stadium. We're going to have to name them like the good time. There's dog pound one, mm-hmm. dog pound two, dog pound three. So dog pound three would be more like dog pound one.
Make the whole stadium out of dog pound.
Now you're just talking crazy.
Brownstown.
We got to make sure the fire codes are right and everything like that. Well, that would be a wild concept, though, if you made the whole stadium like a wall of fans all the way around. You know, Mitch would be afraid to even walk in there. God, I don't think he's ever going to go back to Indiana because of that.
I got to tell you, I don't think the one part I think people are underselling is from an acoustics.
Gonna be very loud.
Like, I know we don't talk a lot of acoustics on sports talk radio.
It's gonna be very loud,
but
definitely
that place will be deafening.
Yes, I look forward to that part of it.
Because I don't know how often do you guys feel like
the whole thing. To be honest,
how often do we feel like the stadium we're in now has been deafening?
There are glimpses. There are small glimpses when they played the Bills on Thursday night and they won. TJ Ward, I want to say, had a pick six or had a big interception. Unfortunately, that's the night that Brian got hurt, and we'll always wonder what if he never got hurt that night. But that place, I was in the booth, and Jim and Doug are doing the game, and I mean, like, it was shaking a little bit. Like, you could feel it kind of going up and down a little bit. Like, you get, when they make good plays, guys, there's little glimpses, little things of what it used to be like and what it could be again. And then, of course, they go up in smoke. But you play indoors, you'll have a nice loud stadium. 216-474-0092. Yeah, but a lot of people call the idea stupid. Fine. You wanted them to earn something. I was giving you an idea for them to earn anything, and they couldn't earn it. You just give it away. Fine. Go right ahead and do it. But I didn't wake up to hate in frustration over the Guardians, and I think that's a terrible sign and a scary sign for the Guardians.
Yeah, that's apathy. Apathy setting in.
I wake up to usually when they don't do well, when they lose. Up until now, I've been getting cuss out tweets of the Guardians and why they don't bring up Chase DeLauder and why they don't bring up CJ Kafis and the pitching staff and the hitting. Usually it's usually the hitting and why guys are playing certain positions, why guys are still here. And I usually just like the tweets for reference and move on because you got to get out your frustrations. I'm glad that you're getting your frustrations out with me there. But I didn't wake up to any of that today. I woke up to people replying to you about LeBron James. I didn't wake up to any of it today about the Guardians. I had one friend on Facebook who posted something. That's it. I got to tell you, man, I think the fans are out on them right now. Excuse me. I think they're out on them for the season.
Well, it looks like they got no chance. Not only did they have no chance to seriously do anything in the division's over. Even if they snuck in to the playoffs, you know, and won some games, pieced together some winning series in the second half of the year where the schedule gets easier, does anybody think they'd have much of a shot?
No.
With this offense? No. So that's the part. Like, people feel like the season's over because they can't see them making a run like they did last year.
But it's the same thing like a marriage. If you're still fighting, there's still a chance. If there's passion and anger and loudness, to a healthy degree, obviously, then yes, there's still a chance that you can be together. When no one's talking anymore and no one's excited about it anymore, they're out on the season. I got at least another month until the football season starts, and I don't want them to be that way. I don't want them to be just a team that gets you to football season and then that's it. Because I tell you what, you'll go to an even worse place if this season continues to go the way it does. And folks, I think, are very, very perceptive of what they did not do when what's-his-name from the Royals hit Jose Ramirez on purpose, in retaliation. He was out the next night. When you don't go out and at least get yourself thrown out, And they've lost every game since. And I think a lot of fans just go, well, if you guys aren't going to fight for yourselves, I'm not going to fight for you either. We'll go to the games during some of us will go to the games when the weather's better, but then that's going to be it. And once football season kicks off or the Cavs do something, then they're going to move right on into that. And what bothers you so much is that you are going to use this as an argument against them in the future. Not just you, not just me, I mean everybody. And they will have earned that argument against them because I can bring up every single reason I can about television contracts, and you could say, don't care. They went to the ALCS. They were three games away from going to the World Series. I don't care if they were against the Yankees. They could have $1 billion type of payroll. Doesn't matter. They were three games away from going to the World Series, and they divested. They did not invest in their baseball team. They pulled out from their baseball team, and they made it even worse. And it's another reason why people will use it against you.
Well,
another reason why people say you don't take baseball seriously in this town. And it has nothing to do with the fans in the seats or anybody talking about them. It has everything to do with who's actually in charge, and you know that.
No doubt. And here's the worst part.
This hurts so much more than for just this year.
Me and you have given them the benefit of the doubt that we think has been well earned.
I've made excuses
every single year.
I've made excuses.
But I've given them the benefit of the doubt because they've earned it. They've been the one organization in town over time that has been able to consistently every year overachieve. They didn't do it this year. And now they've lost that benefit of the doubt. So if they come out struggling next year or forget next year, just the offseason. Let's see what they do in the offseason next year. In the past, you could say, hey, you could still rely on them. You could still trust them on their trades. You could still trust some of the shrewd maneuvering that they do to still have this team squeeze out more wins than they're supposed to.
What?
You're never going to be able to say that again after this year.
Exactly. And it costs you more than just this year. People use these as reasons in the future. When they do well, and they will again, but when they are a good baseball team in the future, well, why don't you come to the ball? Well, you remember 2024 and what they didn't do after the 2024 season, guys. You remember that? You guys remember the only time they've ever, and I will probably roll my eyes at that because I will not have learned my lesson. Because what this makes this look like is that it makes it look in a lot of ways, and I hate this, is that last year was a fluke. Or last year might have happened by accident. And if it did happen by accident or it was a fluke or just things went their way last year, that means it's 3 years of planned mediocre baseball. You can't have that. Not in this town. Other cities, they can't afford it. They still do it. No. Not here.